Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Hello, welcome to our show, Two Sips and Conversation. This is the show designed with you in mind. It's a forum where you can sit back with your favorite beverage, relax, and listen to stimulating conversations about what matters to you. Just a reminder that this show is for mature audiences over the age of 18, preferably 30 plus. It's for the grown and the sexy, the sassy and classy. We bring you tasteful conversations about relationships, love, and sexuality, and stimulating conversations that will leave you with an intellectual orgasm. For the next 56 minutes of your life, sit back, relax, and let's have the conversation. Two Sips and Conversation. Well, hello, this is Audrey B., your professional life coach on Two Sips and Conversation, and we have an exciting show planned for you today. The topic of our show this evening is Baby, Can We Talk? And before we go much further into this conversation, we'd like to go ahead and bring our co-host on the line, Montague. Montague, welcome to the show.
Good evening, everyone. I'm excited to be here. I'm very excited. We're going to discuss this topic. Baby, can we have the conversation? And most excited to be here with our host, Audrey B., professional life coach. How are you this evening?
Doing awesome, awesome. Glad to have you on the line and on the show this evening. And we have a very exciting show planned. Just a reminder that today's show is sponsored by Fostering Leadership in You. We help you soar, successfully organized to achieve results. Fostering Leadership in You provides seminars, workshops, and speaking services. For more information, visit our website at www.fosteringleaders.org. Well, a special thanks to our sponsor for this half of tonight's show. And again, we have an awesomely exciting show. The conversation topic for this evening is Baby, Can We Talk? Wow. What do you think about that topic, Montague?
That's going to be most interesting because I'm ready to hear what it is we need to talk about, and then we can decide how to have the conversation. But definitely make sure you're taking two sips because it's going to be a good one.
Two sips and conversation. Just like I said, you can sit back, relax with your favorite beverage, whatever that is, and have the conversation. You know, one of the things that I was talking with some people about during the week as a follow-up to last week's show was just telling them about this exciting show that's been launched. And they were wondering really what the inspiration was for the show. And one of the things that I was talking about is the fact that in our society, we see a lot of sex in our society. I mean, would you agree with that or disagree?
Every 5 seconds.
Wow, every 5 seconds. Not to mention that men think about it about that often as well, right?
Well, what the Lord made, we do enjoy.
Two Sips in Conversation. But one of the things, you know, you see it on television, you see it in advertisement, you basically just can't run away from sex. But the thing about it is, are we really talking about sex? Are we talking about sexuality? And even when talking about relationships, are we really going deep?
I don't know how deep all of us are going. Some of us are going deep. Some of us are very real. Some of us know exactly what we want. Others of us are trying to figure it out. But I can guarantee you we're talking about it, even if it's with the same sex. Men hang out and talk about what they talk about. Women hang out and talk about what they talk about. But we're talking about it. Just are we doing anything constructive with the conversation?
Good question. Are we doing anything constructive with the conversation? Are we doing anything constructive? Two Sips and Conversation. Well, I tell you, as I said, tonight promises to be a very exciting show. And then we also have our segment of the current situation, which we will share one of our emails with you of a situation and get give you our opinion. I often say that opinions are like preferences. Everybody has one, and some are stronger than others. One of the other things, just to remind you, if you're still or you're just tuning into tonight's show, this is Two Sips in Conversation. It's a show, a forum for the grown and sexy, the sassy and classy. And we provide stimulating conversations about real life things, about relationships and sexuality. And we try to go deep, tastefully, but deep and keeping it real. Well, just to let you know, we got some comments about last week's show. Last week's show had a lot to do with if it was complicated or not, or men complicated. Montague, what was your take on last week's show? Would you summarize that for us?
Men are not complicated. What you need to do is ask the question, listen to the answer, and do not read anything else into the answer other than what he told you when you first asked the question.
Right, right. That's awesome advice. I think we talked about, and we had a couple of callers that called in, and definitely a lot of you text in your information, and that was very helpful as well. And it was all about that, I think we talked about the invisible contract. I thought that was really interesting that one of our callers brought that out.
Yeah, I think his name was Rich. He was an intelligent fellow. I hope he calls back because he might have some insight for tonight. But, yeah, invisible contract, that's where you're expecting things that haven't been discussed, which is why we're discussing, baby, can we talk?
Absolutely. We have to have those critical conversations. I just want to remind you all that are listening tonight, if you'd like to come on the air and give a comment, just simply press 1 on your keypad and we'll have the studio bring you in. Also, for those of you who may be a little bit more on the shy side or maybe just don't want to verbalize it, you can feel free to text your thoughts and opinions and comments to us. You can text it to 770-866-2162. Again, you can just text your comment to 770-866-2162 or feel free to press 1 on your keypad to come on the line, and our producers in the studio will bring you on the line as quickly as possible. Wow, Two Sips and Conversation. Well, let's go. Let's not waste any more time because I know you're here to hear the good stuff that we have to talk about this evening. And I'm going to go ahead and read our current situation that came in. And I don't quite have my glasses on this evening, so bear with me, everybody, if you see me stumble a little bit. I hear that's a sign that you're getting a little bit older, but older and better, right? Okay. The current situation says, I need your advice on how to have a conversation with my husband. And the names have been changed to protect the innocent, as always. Keyshawn and I have dated for almost 2 years when he finally proposed to me for marriage. And after about a year, we got married. Now, during our engagement, we became intimate and we started having sex. Although we did not have sex very often, I noticed something at the time that concerned me. he did not take the time to engage in foreplay. He always seemed to want to rush right into sex and have his needs fulfilled. Now we have been married for 3 months, and I find myself unfulfilled. I have expressed to him my concerns about him not taking time out for foreplay in the relationship, but nothing has changed. How do I have this conversation with him? Signed, unfulfilled. Wow. The current situation. Well, Montague, before I bring you back in on the line, I'd just like to share my thoughts on this. Okay, basically, it sounds like she noticed, our writer, she noticed something early on in the courtship of the relationship, and yet she really didn't address it thoroughly at that time. One of the things I always say to people is observe what you see before marriage. Observe it very closely, because what you see before marriage, you're going to see more of it after marriage. And if some of our married listeners want to call in and verify that, of course, we don't want to mess up anybody's home. But if you want to just maybe text us and give us your input, that would be greatly welcome. And as our single folks as well. So one of the things I think that this particular young lady probably could have done a little bit more is pay attention to what she saw. So this behavior of going straight to lovemaking, or seemingly to me, he really was just having sex, has not changed. It's the same behavior she saw during their courtship or during their engagement, and now it's happening during the marriage. Now, I'm not going to get into whether she should have waited or not, because once again, you always hear me say on the show, we're grown folks. By the time you're over 30, you are grown, okay? And so, G-A-W, and I'm going to leave that alone. Some of you know what I mean. And so at that point, you make your own decisions. But one of the things, again, is communication, so important. So I'm going to bring Monty back in on the line and see what's your take on this current situation?
Well, my take is, of course, the male point of view, listening to your letter, listening to what she said, I'm wondering, did she explain what she considers foreplay? Everybody's different. And if you use a generality like, I need more foreplay, what exactly does that mean to you? And then what does it mean to the person you're telling? Everybody has their own idea of what foreplay is or how much foreplay should be done. So basically, what are you communicating when you say foreplay? That's what we need to know.
Okay. Looks like we may have a caller on the line. Our studio is saying we may have a caller. So let's just see if we can bring this individual in on the line. Okay, just one second here. Okay, 3129, we have you on the line. Welcome to Two Sips in Conversation.
Thank you very much, Audrey. This is Joy.
Hey, Joy.
Hi, Joy.
How are you? How is everything?
Wonderful. Doing well.
Wonderful. Well, if you wanted me to respond to the question or communication, it's an interesting question.
Yes, please go ahead and flow with it, Joy. We'd love to hear your conversation, your comments about the current situation and our conversation.
Yes, I think, you know, and I think we'll agree on this. I think that it's crucial that we have conversations about sex. It doesn't mean that you're going to engage in the activity if you're choosing to wait until marriage. But I don't think that it is a bad thing to have a discussion about it. Sometimes when we have these conversations, we can find that our soon-to-be spouse may not like a particular activity, and then you need to work your way through that and or make a decision about whether you can deal with that for the rest of your life, because I'm believing that when we get married, that's how I'm thinking that, okay, this is for life. And you have to think in those particular terms. So not having that conversation, not being expressive about what you like, it can be detrimental, you know. If you choose to wait, that's fine. But you still can have a conversation about sex and what you enjoy and what you expect from your spouse or soon-to-be spouse. And
okay.
You know, we got to have that. We got to have that conversation.
That sounds good. Let me play devil's advocate for a moment, Joy. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Let's imagine sitting down, we're having that conversation, and a topic comes up that one of them is pro and the other one is negative. How are they going to work this out? How would they have the conversation? Say, for instance, let's go for something really crazy. Anal sex. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Because there are people who like it, there are people who don't, and there are people who have no clue. So how would they have that conversation about that?
Yeah, that's what you would have to, you would be, you know, upfront about it. The fact that an individual may not enjoy it or may not have participated in that particular sexual activity doesn't mean that they won't learn to enjoy it and or will decide to engage in that particular activity. You know, you have to have a level of acceptance, I guess, that you are willing to put up with. If he enjoys that, if she enjoys that, and he or she doesn't, then, again, you have to think in long terms. Is this something that I can put aside, and then we can find something else that we enjoy together? You know, I'm thinking that the love that they have for one another will carry them to the point of saying, well, okay, I'm going to respect her, I'm going to respect him if they choose not to do this particular activity, but let's try to find something else, you know, that we enjoy. And then that's how you have to talk about it. And you have to decide for yourself. It's your life. It's your happiness we're talking about. And if it's something that, you know, you really desire in a marriage, then you really have to take a step back and try to figure out if this is the, you know, right decision that you're making. I would hope that, you know, if people are in love with one another, that, you know, I'm not saying that anyone should compromise their values by any means, but what I'm saying is that there has to be an alternative. You know, you should be able to come to a happy medium where everybody, you know, is happy. But you won't even get to that opportunity if you go ahead and get married and you're not, you know, you go, oh, I didn't know, you know, after you're married, it can be a tough situation. You know, so have that conversation before, you know, you get married. And I'm saying have that conversation even if you're not engaging in any kind of sexual activity. It's okay to talk about it. It's not going to hurt anything.
Joy, I'm really glad that you brought that up because I was thinking about the current situation that I just read. And, yes, she did, you know, start to engage in sex before marriage. But for those people who don't, that's probably one of the biggest things is that conversation doesn't happen. And then they get married and it's like, whoa, this is not cool.
And since we're on the current situation again, Joy, if you would, just give me your opinion, your expertise, and exactly what does foreplay mean and how to describe that?
Well, foreplay is certainly personal. It's something that, you know, it's the beginning of having, you know, an intimate connection with your partner. And foreplay does not 5 minutes before making love. Foreplay may start in the morning when you wake up. It will carry on over to lunchtime with a phone call, a text message. You know, that foreplay can be all day long, and it just cannot begin right before, you know, getting in bed with one another. It just has it has to be a good build up, you know. Audrey knows what I'm talking about. You know, we like, women enjoy that, attention. We enjoy that anticipation. We enjoy knowing that our man really wants us. So that begins in the morning, you know.
Right.
And because we know that, oh, my goodness, he is wanting us. He is waiting on us. And then, you know, it doesn't take, we're not talking about taking money. You know, it just takes some thought, some creative thought.
Right.
And, you know, and it can really, really, really enhance, you know, a marriage and their, you know, sexual activity if both individuals really. It's not all up to the man to start the foreplay, because we're responsible for it as well. I'm just speaking from a woman's perspective. So, you know, it's just we enjoy the attention, and we enjoy the time that you put in. And trust me, it is rewarding to him if you do that. Trust me.
That sounds interesting, rewarding to him. Being a guy, and I'm pretending like I'm a dumb guy and don't know what you're talking about, exactly how rewarding could that be, whether you're just dating or whether you're married? Explain that when you said reward.
Yeah. Well, I think that we women will perform better. I think, you know, there will be more effort into making sure that everyone is pleased. And that's what we want. Everyone, you know, should enjoy it. You know, that's you know, we all, that's the bottom line. We definitely want to enjoy it. So coupled with love and friendship, you know, and some people say, Joy, you're just not real, you know, about life, and it's not all that hunky-dory. But trust me, I think relationships, I think marriages, I think love can be beautiful. And nobody's going to talk me out of that.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of, you know, communicating, you know.
I agree with that. I think I could say, yeah, as a dumb guy, I would like to hear what you just said. We do have quite a bit of callers on the line, the producers and the Helenists, but not too many people want to chime in. Please push one on your button, number one, and come on in and have a conversation, because if you don't, it's all right if you just want to listen. But, Joy, I'm not going to let you go. And Sister B, Ms. Blake, go ahead and continue with what you're talking about, the current situation.
Well, first of all, Joy, thank you. As always, we're always delighted to have you take time out of your schedule, as well as each caller, to listen in and also to comment on our show. You said some things at the very beginning that I thought was awesome, and that's having that conversation. You know, it sounds like, and I don't know if this individual is listening or not, but it sounds like this conversation should have happened a lot sooner. And even when she mentioned that she's mentioned her concerns about not getting foreplay or the attention and her needs being unfulfilled, but she kind of just let it slide. And then, of course, now it's showing up again in the marriage. I'm thinking that this is an issue of, as you said, her getting the proper attention throughout the day and really feeling like she is important to him as far as her needs being met.
Yes, absolutely. Totally agree with you on that. And, you know, again, if you are married to one another, you know, you absolutely, if you take care of me and I take care of you, everyone is happy, you know. But if you're only taking care of you, then the other person is trying to take care of you as well. Somebody's being left out, and that is a recipe you know, for disaster. You know, a lot of people don't believe that, you know, intimacy may cause havoc in a relationship, but it certainly does. If you have individuals that are not being satisfied, you know, several things can happen. You know, people go outside of the marriage. People, women become can become, you know, depressed. And I mean, there's a lot of things that can take place when individuals don't feel as if, you know, they are, you know, feeling worthy, you know, their spouse. Who would not want to, you know, make their spouse happy, you know? So that is something to, you know, think about.
Right. Now, Montague, did you have some comments? I know that I think you had some comments about this current situation.
Well, I did have a comment. One of the listening callers texted in. He wants to be shy. I know you're not shy. I know who you are. I won't say your name. But anyway, he says, exactly what does a woman want as foreplay? He says he's asked his significant other several times, and her response to him was, you know what I want.
No.
You should know what I want. You know, why is it so difficult to understand what it is I want? Help us out on that, Joy.
Oh, wow. I was going to say help us out on that, Audrey.
I'm chomping at the bits over here, and then I'll turn it over to you, Joy. But, yeah, definitely that is a typical or sometimes a female response, you should know, because we think that if someone loves us, they should know. But I'm here to say that just maybe he doesn't know, and just maybe we need to break it down to him. You know, I like when you touch me here. Or, you know, the other day when you cooked breakfast for me, that was so sexy. You know, we need to let a man know what turns us on.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Absolutely. Me, I guess, you know, we can just, maybe it's easier just to kind of go personal here. Myself, I think foreplay is definitely touching and kissing. I think definitely bathing is another foreplay. You know, we like massages. We like to be, you know, given that type of attention. I can dig what the woman is saying, though. She's trying to, I suppose, allow him to be creative, you know, as well. But we do need to kind of lead, you know, and tell what we enjoy. But we also want him to be creative as well. And then we ought to be able to say, okay, yes, I like that, or no, I don't like that. I love music being played. I love, you know, to shower, to bathe, a massage, just simply talking and hugging with one another. That is, you know, foreplay. And, of course, you know, you can either say oral sex is a part of the lovemaking, or now you can call it the foreplay as well. So that just depends, you know, on what you
Let me chime in real quick. I don't mean to cut you off because I'm playing devil's advocate and a dumb male at the same time. So what you're telling me is that men, those of you who are listening, they are saying, is what I'm perceiving, that foreplay doesn't necessarily begin in the bedroom. This is something that can happen throughout the day, throughout the week. Is that what you're trying to say to us, Joy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If he goes to work, and we'll keep it, you know, from a female perspective, he goes to work and he's gone before I leave, there's nothing more lovely to me than him writing a note saying, you know, I can't wait to get back home to you. You know, something around those lines. That's something that, you know, it has to be authentic. You know, it can't be, you know, something that he's read somewhere. It has to come from the heart. And trust me, man, we will know if it's not authentic.
Right.
You know, that's something that you don't want to do.
How is that going to happen? Tell me. Audrey, Joy, tell me how.
I can, if I may speak. We know. Us women, we have that intuition, and we know when something is real and heartfelt. So we know the difference between, oh, you look lovely today because you think we're expecting you to say it, then when you look at us and say, wow, you look good today.
So if I'm looking at a woman and I tell her, you know, normally I don't feel like being bothered, but something about you makes me want to be bothered, they would know whether I was being authentic or not.
Well, we're talking about a relationship.
Relationships is friends, lovers, husband, wife, if you're gay, your partner, whatever. You are going to know the difference if I say something like that. I heard her say it. I find it hard to believe because I'm a guy, and, you know, most of the time I hear guys say, I have no idea what she wants. I did the best I could, and she still wasn't pleased. And now this is what a lot of guys tell me when guys are around talking. This is what I hear.
Okay.
So exactly how can I help the men better understand what you all are saying you are going to know is authentic?
Okay. When I was speaking about the foreplay beginning and the beginning of the day and the letter, I'm talking about individuals that are in an intimate relationship with one another. Friendship and all of that, I guess that would be, you know, we could talk about that. That might be a different conversation, but I know that when you're in an intimate relationship with someone, you're living with someone, you've been with someone, there's time vested there, that, you know, when someone writes a note, you can feel if it's authentic. You really can. And I don't know how to, you know, explain it to you. You will see with the writing that, you know, it's something that came from their heart, or it came from something he read from a book, you know, a week ago, or someone told him that they did it for their girlfriend or for their wife. We simply want it to be authentic. It doesn't have to be a 20-page letter. It could be three letters, I love you, and post it up on the door where it's on a post-it, where he leaves it on the back of the door where he knows we'll see it as we're going to work. You know, just some time and effort put into it. We'll know that if it's authentic or not. We will.
Absolutely, Joy. And the other thing is, going back to, I think, the caller that texted in, the gentleman, as far as wanting to know what women want, how do you know that? Pay attention. Pay close attention. Men say we're complicated, and sometimes we can be, but sometimes we're really not. We leave clues along the way. So, you know, if you know that your woman, your lady likes tulips, get her some tulips sometimes. If you know that it's a certain color she likes, or a certain dish or a certain place, pay attention. It's those little things that really turn us on.
Right. Now, you say we know. You all say we know. I'm going to sit here and say, no. No, we don't. We don't have any friggin' idea. We do the very best we can. And if you have not told us specifically, we don't have a clue. You know, I'm sorry to put it out there like this, but, you know, most of the guys I know get most of their information from porno movies and other fellas who don't have a clue. So we do not know.
That's fine. Sometimes those particular sources are really good. But, it, you know, we're talking, especially, you know, 30s, 40s, and 50s, you know, we're not talking about individuals that are just new to the game. You know, I know that there are some things that they've tried that has worked. And, you know, again, I personally don't want to give you a step-by-step. I want you to be to it. I want you to be creative as well. But I will tell you, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. But I don't want you to be, I don't want it to get boring, so where we're doing the same thing each time. You know, everybody has to add something.
Joy, you said a mouthful right there because, you know, and that's where we have the conversation. You know, in long-term relationships, marriages, you know, you don't want it to get boring and mundane. And sometimes, you know, people don't understand that. And we do have to have the conversation. So Men, if you want to know what turns your lady on, have the conversation, you know. And women, when your man comes to you, your lover comes to you with that conversation, don't belittle him. Don't make him feel like, what? You don't know about that? What's wrong with you? You know, because that
right.
will change the course of the future.
Yes.
You know,
we have such fragile egos.
I think the women have been put on the hot seat long enough. So I think, can we ask a question to Montague and to anyone that wants to text him that is a male? Can we ask them a question on what do they like as foreplay? Or do men desire it?
Besides oral sex. I'm sorry, Joy.
Right.
That's the most
right.
thing.
I mean, I guess Arjun and I, we're going to fall asleep here in a minute, right? There has to be something else.
Play the violin, Joy.
Oh, thanks a lot.
There has to be something else.
There are a lot of things. Wow. Okay. Right now I'm trying to figure out what to say without really talking too much about me. I like to keep some things fairly private. But
just tell us about a friend.
I'm trying to think of a friend. Okay. Men are very visual beings. So foreplay to them is more about how things look. Do they come home and find you in something that they feel is sexy or flattering to you? Do they come in and do they see, say, a beautiful set table with dinner on the table and the woman there saying, baby, I was thinking about you. I decided to have this laid out because I care about you so much. Things like that are where men go, you know, visual with a little bit of push right near the visual, because really men tend to be very visual. Sorry, guys, got to let the secret out. We're all about what we see.
But, Mike, can I interject for just a moment?
Go ahead.
That visual thing, you know, I found that men, and I am generalizing here, that you get all this beautiful, pretty, you spend all this money on these negligees, you go to Victoria's Secret and different places and get sexy. And honestly, y'all men could care less. All you want to see is it come off.
That's right.
Forgive me for being part of the male species. And as I said, I was playing dummy and devil's advocate. Yeah. That's what we want. That's true. Now, if you're going for your basic males, that's all they're really about. And if you're dealing with a man that's basically like that, then I hope you're dealing with something under the lust category, because that's pretty much. But if you got a husband or you've got a serious boyfriend, even if you have a serious lover. Now, while you're thinking about all this beautiful lingerie and we're going, ooh, we just want it off, do not underestimate the power of your beauty. You don't have to run over and give it to us right away. A little bit of teasing is a lovely thing. A little bit of waiting is a lovely thing. Men do enjoy it. They won't admit it, but they love it. I love it, just to a point. Don't have me strung out over 2-3 months. You about to get on my nerves now, and I'm going to be looking somewhere else.
Okay, but I'm talking about a marriage situation.
Marriage
so
is the same way.
If I'm spending my money on beautiful night lingerie and the man could care less when he comes home, he just wants to see it all, well, why don't I just save my money and go get my hair done?
You now are assuming you're inside the psyche of a male and all he wants to do is see it all. Make sure you ask him. Men like, that's why we go to strip clubs and give hundreds of dollars to chicks who are walking around half naked, not totally naked, because we like what they're doing and we like the way it looks. And we're not complaining about them having panties on, a sexy little top. We're sitting there going, yeah, work that. Ooh, tease me. Here's a dollar. Make me want you.
Well, bring that home and make it rain. I'm sorry, Joy. This is the other side.
No, this is good. This is good conversation.
I'm like, make it rain in my house, man.
Yeah, it's necessary.
Have your little fancy Victoria's Secrets and the light. I don't know how much it costs Poland House, but you can work with something else, lap dance, and tell him, bring out your dollars, and see won't he do that. You know, sometimes in a man's mind, fantasy plays a very, very strong role in how we react, what we do, and what you can motivate us to do. I mean, I'm sorry, the woman is a very powerful being. If she uses it the right way, she can get dag near anything she wants.
Absolutely. Well, if you just tuned in to this evening's show, you're listening to Two Sips and Conversation. And tonight's conversation topic is Baby, Can We Talk? How to have the conversation about your relationship. We definitely have had some great input so far. We're just reminding you, if you'd like to join in the conversation, press 1 on your keypad, or if you'd like to text us, just feel free to text 770-866-2162. Again, that's 770-866-2162. Tonight's show, for those of you who are listening and just tuning in, is sponsored by FLY, Fostering Leadership in You, where we help you soar, successfully organized to achieve results. For more information about the services FLY offers, visit our website at www.fosteringleaders.org. Oh, wow, Joy, you have really given us a lot to think about this evening in having this conversation. And I think one of the most important things that came out of this so far is that we got to talk. We need to sit down and express ourselves and make our needs known in a clear manner. It shouldn't be a guessing game. It was something else you said, Joy, that I would love to reiterate. You touched on the fact about making the other person happy. And then you said something about if I'm making me happy and trying to make you happy, then it won't be balanced. Could you talk about that a little bit more?
Especially with the letter that you wrote about, where the woman does not feel like she is being satisfied. Tears, and she says that he is being satisfied. So, you know, as that relationship continues, individuals do feel as if they are being neglected. And I always will say that if my husband puts me first, or I don't want to say like just drops everything and I'm the center of everything, but I'm just saying that if he cares about me being happy and satisfied and I care about him being happy and satisfied, then you have two happy individuals, period. Now, if he's happy, sir.
Joy, yes, I don't want to cut you off. I want you to continue, but I'm getting some messages from people. Push number 1 on your phone, and you'll come into the queue, and then the producers, they'll bring us up, and we can get you on the line to talk free. Now, please continue, Joy.
Yes, I want people to call in, absolutely. Or be free to talk. You know, this is how we learn. This is how we open the communication to having better relationships. It's all about communication. It's not about good sex, bad sex, finances. It's about us not talking about those particular subjects. And the basis, the foundation is the communication. That's why it is so special to have this topic, and I'm telling you, this type of radio show is exactly what is needed. When we talk, when I'm telling him that I'm not happy, I expect my spouse to be concerned, because I would be concerned. You know, expect him to be concerned. I expect him to listen. I expect us to drop everything. Let's sit down, honey, and have a conversation. It doesn't have to be an argument. It doesn't have to be loud. It doesn't, have to be long, a long conversation. Go right to the point. Be real about what you want. Be real about what is affecting you. and, you know, try to work it out. And you ought to be able to, you know, adults, if you love one another, you ought to be able to work it out.
Awesome, Joy. Well, we have another caller we're going to bring on the line as well, but hold the line, Joy. Our producers are telling us that there's another caller, 3838. You're live. Welcome to Two Sips in Conversation. Thank you for holding.
Thank you for having me.
Can you hear me? That voice.
Yes, you do recognize the voice. What's good, bro?
Damon?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my brother, how are you? I'm glad you called in. By the way, if you all don't know, Damon is a massage therapist, and I remember Joy said something about massages at foreplay. Go ahead and give your comment, Damon.
Okay, there's a lot that I want to speak on. I mean, you guys have given some wonderful input back on both genders. You divulging our secrets. I don't appreciate that, but we all good. But as I was saying, though, I can understand the whole topic is baby, can we talk, right? The basis of that is actual dialogue and conversation, not one person talking at another person. And that's where a lot of us get confused. By the time we have this conversation, folks are already in their feelings. They're already up. They're tense. They're tight. They're upset. So they're going to just fly off the handle, and that's going to cause the other person that they're talking to not be reciprocative. They're going to shut down, and it's just going to be more problems.
Mm-hmm.
But if you,
totally
you can agree. Actually, you know, and if you, know, if you can actually get two adults, not an adult and a kid adult, that can actually have a mature dialogue before it gets to that point where everything is all tight and tense and folks venture out, then we can have this unity that we all so desire.
That's beautiful.
Good.
Yeah.
Good point.
I like the what is it called? A kid adult? A kid adult?
Yes.
That
adult
was,
and
that's
adult.
Pretty,
yes.
That's a pretty interesting. I think, you know, that's dissected and go peel it away even more when we get into relationships on how important communication is, and the communication is talking and listening and being respectful in our conversation and being respectful in our listening. So I think whenever we are in relationships, hopefully we all have decided that we're going to be adults, that we're going to be respectful of the other person, and that's when you have that good conversation. Again, I don't, you know, people say I'm not being real. I'm not saying that that relationships will not have disagreements. But I fully believe that relationships do not always have to have drag-out arguments. Absolutely.
Amen.
Not. And I think that if we get to that point, that where we respect ourselves, as a woman, I respect myself as a woman. So that means I'm not going to talk crazy to the man that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen.
We're going to have a conversation, and we're going to be respectful to one another, and we're not going to be angry with one another. That's real. And I've gotten, you know, this wasn't always how I felt, but this is the journey that I think we all need to take. This is the importance of relationship,
right?
You know, and knowing how to make them the best that we can make them. It's a journey, and it's stuff that we need to work on, and it's stuff that we need to talk about, and that includes, you know, conversation and communication. So, yeah, I totally agree with him on that. But I wanted to, Audrey, is it okay? I wanted to get into, you know, his massage skills.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
Oh, he's on the line. Great.
I haven't gone anywhere.
What are the pressure points? What are places that you feel women, you know, where are those places that we get, you know, really, really riled up?
It varies. It's a case-by-case scenario.
Okay. Okay, just give us an example. I'm trying to go a little bit deeper and trying to get some stuff to come out because you all had the women on the hot seat. And now, you know, we try to get you all on the hot seat, and now
Good
we
luck.
Get vague answers. We get vague answers.
Hello, can we get
specific? You get vague answers. Okay. You mean not necessarily erogenous zones, just those spots that send that shiver up your spine and make the hair on the back of your neck stand up and you know get
your
goosebumps.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on now, that's what we're trying to do. You don't
necessarily have to touch a woman for that though. You can get real close. You can invade their bubble. You can put your phone voice on. You know everybody has a phone voice, and just say something real sincere into their ear, and they'll love that.
Okay, that's good. I like it.
Damon, we thank you for that input because we do want to know the male point of view. That's the whole point of us having a conversation. Is there anything else you'd like to add that you can recommend or share with men that they can do to help women feel special and more ready and willing to fulfill your needs?
Can I get into that whole world relationship real quick, if you don't mind?
Oh, please do. Go ahead.
Okay. In order to have a relationship, you have to relate with that person. And fellas, it's okay to relate. You don't have to. I mean, I'm 100% male. I do male. It's not a job. It's what I do. It's what I am. What I do. I don't turn it off on the weekends. But there are times when you have to, you know, actually relate to someone. You can if they tell you a story, something they went through to try to get you to better understand them. When they get verbally, if I may, naked with you. If you can relate to that, then you have a stronger bond with that woman.
Oh, wow, that's deep. Verbally naked. Huh? That's deep.
That is.
That was good.
Oh, my brother, you're doing me proud this evening. Bless you.
Bro, we talk like this all the time, dog. It's nothing.
I know we
do this.
Do.
I'd like to thank you all because it's very refreshing to have this type of dialogue because I seldom get to do it because I don't really get to talk to people that much.
Right.
And this is why we have this show. We have this forum because we know that there are people out there like those of you that are calling in, and we appreciate you. So much love is going out from the studio to you because we need to have these conversations and we need to keep it real. So thank you again.
Yes, my brother.
Thank you.
Be blessed. Blessed
upon
you all.
Okay, thank you. Our producers are telling us that we have another caller on the line.
We're
going to bring you in, 1927. If your phone number ends in 1927, you're live on Two Sips in Conversation.
Well, hello. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, if you can hear me.
Who do you have on the line? First name.
My first name is Najeri.
Najeri, welcome
Hello?
To the show.
Well, welcome
thank
to
you,
the
thank
show.
You.
So, you have some comments on tonight's show?
I do have some comments. The first comment is on the caller or the message that Montague bring up, the guy called in. That woman may just want to be hit on by her man the way he did when he first met her. She wants to be flirted with.
Okay.
That's what most women like. They like to be flirted with. They want that eye contact. They want to know that their man is looking at them like, that's the woman that I want right there. And the best
All
way
right.
for him to let her know is just say, compliment her however she likes to be complimented, that he knows of, and then he might try the way that he would compliment a woman that he sees in the club that he likes the way she looks. She might like that, but if he doesn't try it and she hasn't experienced it, then they don't know.
Absolutely. That's an awesome point. You know, as women, you often hear the term get back to your first love. Sometimes it's used in church, but it's real. You know, whatever it was that made you go after that woman, then, you know, keep bringing it. Don't settle in
right.
like, oh, I see her now. I'm used to her. So I can lower my game plan. We still want that attention. So I think that's an awesome, awesome point. We really appreciate you to the show.
Yes,
thank you.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think that was a great point. That just because you got married doesn't mean that you stop dating each other. You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's a great point. That you know, to make that you got to keep it alive. Trust me, you know, marriage life is busy. Life is busy. We're working and everything, but you really do have to set aside time to rekindle, you know, to re-energize the relationship. Because life, you know, whether it's children, your job, you know, stress, it can bog you down to where, you know, you're just in a routine. You're just living together, you know. And a mm-hmm. marriage should not be, you know, like that. Marriage is beautiful. Love making is beautiful. Dating is beautiful. We need to make sure that we add those elements and keep those elements in the relationship, you know, to make sure that, you know, it's as healthy as possible. Trust me, I know we're busy. We're very busy people, but I think we do have to set aside time to, you know, to date, you know, each other, even after we're married.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Especially after you're married.
If you haven't noticed, tonight we're doing a little bit of a different form, because once we bring you in, you're in. We have about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the show. It's been a marvelous show. If there's anybody else who would like to call in and make comment, please push 1 on your phone. And Ms. B, go ahead and take it from here.
Yes, and if you'd like to text your comment into us, you can text us at 770-866-2162. Again, that's 770-866-2162. This has been an awesome conversation we have, and we've had such great inputs from both males and females, so we thank each of you. We're just checking our comment board to make sure we're not missing anything. But I also like to just talk about engagement. And we may meet with you all. Okay. Yes. But one of the things that we definitely want to talk about is, how do you have that conversation in our last few seconds on the show? One of the things, I do a blog. It's blogspot.com. Again, it's blogspot.com, and you can look for it by the title of Two Sips in Conversation. Again, it's the number 2 Sips Conversation. And just we have about 90 seconds left, but I want to just share some things to keep in mind. One, when you're having the conversation with your significant other or your sweetheart about things, pick the right time. Timing is everything. So if you know your baby is a little tired at the end of the day, or, you know, pick a situation when it's a good time to talk, and you pretty much know when that is. The other thing is, use I statements instead of, you know, you should do that. I find it really good, or I really enjoy when you. Things that will keep the focus on not being, causing the other person to be defensive. Well, we're almost at the end of tonight's show, but we thank all of our callers for calling in. Before we end, I just want to get the male take on it. We have about 20 seconds left. Montague, will you give us a quick male take on things?
Sure will. So, guys, this is what I heard tonight. Make sure you find out what it is your woman likes. Once you find out what it is, then genuinely do it. And women, I'd like to ad lib and say, even though there was a little drag about the aura sex, if you want us to give all that we can, make sure you do the same. We will reciprocate gladly. Have a good evening.
Okay, ladies, that's our Two Sips in Conversation. Tune in next week for another exciting show.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.